At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to optimize your health with real data? SciFox Health offers the easiest, most affordable blood biomarker testing kits. Test 17 key biomarkers like cholesterol and inflammation from the comfort of your own home and get results at your fingertips in a few days. Get 20% off at SciFoxHealth.com/Yami. Know your blood biomarkers and live healthier.
We started our journey, and I'll never forget this. We started our journey in the month of May. By July, I had another checkup with my doctor. My blood pressure, my cholesterol, my triglycerides, my blood sugar was perfect. I don't know that I had had perfect blood sugar since I was a kid. I really don't.
You are here for a reason, but navigating this human life can be challenging. How do you care for your body, mind, and spirit to make the most of your time here on Earth? How can you harness your incredible human potential? In this podcast, we explore these questions and more to help you craft your best life yet. Welcome to I Am Human. Hello, beautiful humans. I am your host, Dr. Yami, and I am so happy to be here with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in to I Am Human, and I appreciate you subscribing to my podcast, rating and reviewing it, and sharing episodes that you love. To be human means to feel emotional pain and disconnection from ourselves that can lead to anxiety. But it also means that we can practice the skill of self-love and self-compassion that can lead to joy, happiness, and peace. And our guest today is a shining example of this. Kiki Nelson is a national best-selling author and speaker whose life and health was completely changed when she switched to a plant-based diet. Kiki lost 70 pounds and reversed many of her health issues through changing her diet and lifestyle, and has spent the last many years inspiring and teaching countless others to do the same. Kiki lives in the mountains of Colorado with her husband and two children, where they enjoy the beautiful outdoors that Colorado has to offer. And her latest book is called Plantifully Simple and is available wherever books are sold. And in this episode today, we talk about her plant-based journey, her health struggles that started at a really young age when she was very young. And we talk about her journey, how she tried so many things to get healthy, nothing seemed to work, and she finally discovered a plant-based diet. And so she tells her story. We talk about how she adopted a plant-based diet and how she was able to transition her children and how that has gone. We also talk about how it is now, many years later. And then we talk about body image. We talk about self-love, self-compassion. We talk about mindset shifts that are necessary when we are making lifestyle changes and changing our diet and lifestyle. And then we talk about her tips for practicing self-love. And I think that this is just a really powerful episode Kiki is very wise, and she has learned a lot in a small number of years, a lot that has helped her grow so much. And she's able to spread so much joy and peace. And I think she has just so many golden nuggets of wisdom to share, of things that we can apply to our own lives. If you are ready to embrace health, well-being, joy, peace, love, I mean, really, really powerful thing. So I just know that you're going to love this episode. I hope that you'll also share it with somebody else that you think that would resonate with this message, because I think so many people need to hear this message. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that you have a very plantastic day. And now on to the episode. The information on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not meant to replace careful evaluation and treatment. If you have concerns about your health or well-being, please consult a healthcare professional. This podcast episode contains sensitive topics that may be triggering to certain people. Listener discretion is advised. Kiki Nelson, welcome to I Am Human. What a pleasure to meet you.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you are so beautiful, and I love how soothing your voice is. So I know this is going to be a great conversation. I feel calm already, so in a state of zen. But I would love to know more about your plant-based journey. How did you discover plant-based nutrition and come upon this lifestyle?
Yeah, it was really out of desperation that I found myself on a plant-based diet. I had struggled for years with my weight, and I'd always been interested in health. I just didn't know how to go about it. And I had come back from a doctor's visit, and my doctor had told me that I need to lose at least 40 pounds like yesterday, because I had high blood pressure, high triglycerides, high cholesterol. I had been pre-diabetic for the better part of a decade, maybe more, who knows. I always just like walked that line. And then after that phone call and doctor's visit, I was just beside myself because I couldn't even lose 10 pounds and keep it off. And it was just a constant struggle for me. And I had run into a friend that I hadn't talked to really much in 5 years. And she asked me how everything was going. And I noticed she had lost like 40 pounds. Funny, it was actually the amount I needed to lose. And I was just telling her my health struggles and how frustrated I was, because it wasn't for a lack of trying. And she was like, you need to check out Dr. John McDougall. He helps people heal their bodies and get rid of prediabetes by eating potatoes. And my first thought was, there's no way that I, as a Latina woman who struggles with prediabetes, should be eating potatoes. But I was desperate. So I literally ran from that conversation to Barnes & Noble, picked up the book. I read it in a day, and my life has never been the same. I went straight to a plant-based diet, and honestly, the rest is history.
So tell me, how old were you at the time? And was it surprising to you? Did you feel like you were different from other people your same age that you struggled with all these health conditions? Tell me more about your mindset and your thoughts around that.
I was honestly surprised. I knew I had been pre-diabetic forever, but I was surprised that my blood pressure had gotten so bad and my cholesterol, because I was around 33 when I had that conversation with my doctor. And I was working out really hard every day in the gym. You know, I was eating is what I thought was healthy. Of course, there was Taco Bell sprinkled in there and Domino's. I mean, you know, it was a normal American. But I was shocked. And then I felt, like I said, I felt completely defeated. And so after I had read The Starch Solution by Dr. John McDougall, I felt empowered again. I felt like, okay, maybe he's right. Maybe I have been going about this the wrong way. He's been healing people for 40 plus years on a plant-based diet. I've got nothing to lose, so I'm going to do it. But I felt disempowered, and then I felt empowered. And that kept me going.
And from what I know of your story, it wasn't the first thing you had tried.
No.
So I'm assuming that there were many times that you were just like, yeah, there's nothing that works for me. Mm. This is just genetics. Was there a family history? Could you blame your genes?
I absolutely could. Everybody in my family seems to have type 2 diabetes, struggles with, you know, being overweight and severely overweight at that. There was a lot of family history of, you know, hormonal issues, which I was dealing with, and thyroid. And so it was, I felt like, okay, being Latina and it being so prominent in my family, like I was definitely predisposed to these health issues. And I'd been dieting since I was 11. It was Atkins back then, and then South Beach and all the things, all the low carb things. But I had lost weight earlier in my 20s. I'd gotten down to around 140 pounds, but it was a struggle. And that was with calorie counting. So I knew that calorie counting worked. But for me, it wasn't a sustainable way of life. For me personally, I think, you know, at a different point in my life, maybe it could have been, but it wasn't going to be for me. So when I found plant-based eating, it changed.
So, you know, you had already had so much experience, felt like there was nothing that worked for you. It would have been easy for you to be like, well, this is just my fate. Everybody in my family has this. There's nothing I can do anyway, but you still had hope. And it seems like really what was driving you was the medical complications, correct? Did you already have children at the time? Were you kind of thinking about your future and raising your kids? What other things were kind of scaring you into like, okay, let me just give it one more try?
Yeah. So it was definitely health focused for me. And I did already have two young children. My youngest, I think, was around 4 or 5. And I wanted to be as healthy as I could be, to be present with them, to live a healthy life. I wanted to feel good. I had to take a nap every afternoon just to be able to function the rest of the evening with the kids. And I had done a lot of inner work at this point. And I think the inner work combined with feeling empowered that there was one more thing I could try is what really gave me the momentum to get going.
Okay, so tell me, how did you start and how did you feel those first few days and weeks when you tried to switch over to a whole food, starch-based, plant-based diet?
As you said, it's a starch-based, whole foods, plant-based diet that was lower in fat. And that to me was new. So I had been eating tons of fat and very little carbs. So now I was reading the opposite information. So I went right into, got all the animal products, everything out of the house, and I stopped cooking in oil, like immediately stopped drenching everything in olive oil and grass-fed butter and like all the things. And it was really simple at first. I'm not going to lie. I felt overwhelmed. I started trying a few recipes. I would look up stuff on YouTube and I would try it, and nobody in the house liked it. Like not even me. We, you know, and my husband will eat anything and so will my son. And those two were like, this is not for us, you know? So it was overwhelming at first. So I reined it back in and kept it simple. And I decided to focus on, okay, let's make things that are familiar. We'll make spaghetti, but this time it'll be without all the butter and all the meat and all the cheese. And we'll keep it simple. We still get to have pasta and we'll make garlic bread. So I just kept it really simple. And I am not lying when I tell you the first month we lived off of spaghetti, baked potatoes, and burritos. Those were the three things that we lived off of. And that first week, though, I just got rid of so much inflammation and so much just backed up waste. When I got on the scale after that first week, I was down 6 pounds. And that was it. Like, that is all I needed to be like, okay, there is something to this. And like I said, the rest is history.
Yeah, your body was like, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
This is what I needed. Clean out all the plumbing, get my arteries and my veins flowing better. Yeah. So yeah, that's amazing. So then You know, obviously you had the weight loss, you felt like the inflammation was coming down. How long did it take before you started to see an improvement in your health markers, your biomarkers, your blood pressure, those kinds of things?
It was like within a month or two. So we started our journey, and I'll never forget this. We started our journey in the month of May. By July, I had another checkup with my doctor. My blood pressure, my cholesterol, my triglycerides, my blood sugar was perfect. I don't know that I had had perfect blood sugar since I was a kid. I really don't, because I stopped going to the doctor for a while because I was like, I don't want to know. But yeah, it was fast. It was really fast.
That's incredible. It's so powerful. What did your doctor say? Were they shocked? Were they pleased?
Completely.
Were they in disbelief? What happened?
Yeah, there was a little bit of shock, happiness, and disbelief. And my doctor at the time was like, what are you doing? You've lost 20 pounds since I last saw you, which was only a few months ago. Everything is perfect. You haven't had blood sugar ever in the time that you've been under my care that wasn't pre-diabetic. What are you doing? And so I told her, and I told her about Dr. John McDougall and how I was eating. And she was happy for me and excited, but I don't know that people believe you all the time, you know, or believe what you're saying. So, but she was happy and she was like, well, it's working. So keep going.
Yeah, I love that. Definitely, I think it clashes so much against what we typically hear, right? Carbs are bad. Yeah. It's going to turn into sugar and everything's going to go bad. So I think that a lot of people, including doctors, are misinformed and they just don't really understand the science. So, but I'm glad that she was happy for you and she encouraged you to continue instead of discouraging you and telling you, well, that's not right. Even though she saw before her own eyes that it was working well.
Yeah.
How did you take your newfound well-being, your energy levels? I mean, tell me about that process and that journey and how you navigated that moving forward.
Yeah, I was off and running. I felt like I had my life back. And I didn't realize that I had felt so disconnected from my own well-being until I had it back. And it was a physical and emotional reawakening for me, but it was also a very spiritual awakening for me. And I realized for the first time that I actually had power to change my life. Like truly, 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 for the first time understood, I can do anything. Like it's not just nutrition related. It's everything. It's life-changing.
Wow. That is very spiritual, isn't it? Whenever you realize the true power that you have.
Yeah.
But I love what you said at the beginning, because I say this all the time, especially for children, because children live in the present. They're not like adults. Adults, we spend a lot of time, you know, thinking about the past or thinking about the future. But a lot of times children don't realize that they feel bad.
Right.
They have great attitudes. They want to play. They want to be happy. So whenever they're having chronic abdominal pain, some of these things, they just adapt and they get used to it. So it sounds like there were some things that you didn't even realize that you didn't feel good until you felt good. And you're like, holy crap, this feels amazing. I love feeling good. I can't believe I didn't feel good. And I didn't even realize I didn't feel good.
Truly. You don't realize how much you're missing out on or how good you can feel until you change that. And then you're like, how did I ever live back there?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. I used to have chronic abdominal pain when I was a kid and even through college. And I thought it was normal. And I also never pooped. I pooped like once a week.
Was
my average. I thought that was normal. So I remember every once in a while now, if I eat something I shouldn't, or, you know, you go on vacation, you indulge a little too much, I get a stomach ache. And it rarely happens now. And I was like, oh, this is what I used to feel every single day of my life. And I'm so grateful that I don't anymore. And I am able to tune into my body and make those choices that support feeling good, because I know the difference now. You know, I know what can lead to what consequence. So,
well, and it's so powerful. Okay. It's freeing up energy for you.
Absolutely. And then you can use that to help others like you have. But before we get to that part, you had kids already at the time. You made this choice for yourself, but tell me a little bit about your thought process for your children Were you like diving in right away to feed them a plant-based diet too? Or were you fearful of that? Or did you have friends and family that were like, oh, that's not safe? Tell me a little bit more about your children, if you went right away or how that has been navigating their diet.
Yeah. So after I read the starch solution, I was like, well, if this is true, there's absolutely no way that I'm going to allow my children to continue to build their bodies on the same food that I've been eating. There's no way. And I basically started consuming information like crazy. I listened to every lecture from Dr. Neil Barnard, Dr. McDougall, Dr. Michael Klepper, any plant-based doctor that was giving lectures, I listened to. And I am not exaggerating when I say that whole first summer, I dedicated to brainwashing myself and relearning, because you are bombarded by social media and advertising and commercials that you're supposed to be eating the way I was eating, and I was just getting sicker. Now, I have an amazing husband who's extremely supportive, and when I told him about the book, he was like, oh boy. He's like, look, I love you. I support you. He saw over the years how much I struggled. And he's like, look, I will be all in with you for 4 months. I'll give you 4 months, but I don't think I can go my whole life on a plant-based diet. And I was like, sold. I will take those 4 months. And that meant our entire home was going to be eating a whole food plant-based diet. And we did get a lot of kickback from family. Some family members were like, your kids, your life, whatever. And then other family members were really like, that's not okay. You know, they're not going to be okay. Like, that's silly. They need protein. Where are they going to get their protein? And then what was really strange was when you take away a family member's ability to just give your child the treats that they want to give them, it's a very triggering thing for some family members. And so we did have to navigate that. So we just, you know, we put our foot down. I'm invested in my children's well-being, not their happiness in the moment. And I always tell people, like, look, I run a tight ship at home, and you cannot like the meal, but this is the meal. I'm not making you a separate meal. You can choose not to eat it. You'll be hungry later, and then you're going to enjoy that meal. And that's just kind of how we did it. But I did try to keep the meals familiar. So I was making plant-based quesadillas and plant-based, you know, just easing the kids in. And like, now it's been years, they can't even take in, their friends eat awful diets. And my kids are like, I don't even know how their bodies run on the foods they eat. So it's definitely, it was rough and it was painful and it was hard on everyone, because food is emotional. But we stuck to our guns, we got through it, and I am so glad we did. Because I know my kids have this foundation to build their lives on.
Yeah. So I'm assuming the 4 months passed and your husband was still in.
Oh, my husband lost more weight than I had, of course. In
easier in and faster, right?
Yes, I know. Men are like, I'm going to have one beer with dinner instead of two, and they lose 10 pounds in a week. Yeah, so he ended up losing 50 pounds. The aches and pains he had for 20 years disappeared. And he was like, I'm not interested in going back to how I felt. So we kept going.
Wow. I love that. And how old are your kids now? And what are their attitudes towards how you eat and comparing that to the standard American diet and school treats and all of those kinds of things?
Yeah. So my son is 17 and my daughter is 12, and they are amazing. So my son has always really been a very easy kid to feed, but he's still like, this afternoon he got home from work and he had like a chickpea salad and a bunch of greens and he's good to go. Like, they both eat so well. My daughter's a lot pickier. She actually is the healthiest eater out of all of us. She is very simple, loves fruit, loves salads. So it's interesting, but they have done really well. My son, however, does like the vegan junk food. And so when he goes out with friends, you know, he will get a vegan burger or vegan pizza and do that. But I'm okay with that because I know at home, all he's getting is the good stuff.
Yeah. And he's a 17-year-old.
Yes.
And, you know, it's kind of part of their rite of passage.
Yeah.
It's part of their development.
Yep.
So I'm glad that you approach it that way. Because sometimes when we're too strict with them, we just see a bigger backlash.
Oh, it's
a bigger rebound.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm assuming that he's a really good kid. And is he involved in sports? Is he an athlete? Does he stay active?
Yeah. So he used to be a cross country runner. This year he started his own business. And so he does a lot of like physical labor as part of his business. So he is, you know, out there working like a horse right now, learning the value of a dollar is how I like to look at it.
That's amazing. That's impressive.
Yeah.
How cool. Learn from his entrepreneurial mother there. Huh?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Okay, well, let's shift the conversation just a little bit, because I know that one thing that you're very passionate about is self-love and self-care and having compassion. And it sounds like even before you went plant-based, you had already started down your journey, which probably opened you up to some of these changes. So can you tell me a little bit about how your mindset has changed over time regarding diet and lifestyle habits, as well as body image? Which I think is a really important topic, especially since there's so many people out there so focused on just losing weight, no matter how they do it. They just want to get skinny. So tell me about how that has evolved for you over time.
I definitely was on a self-love journey before I ever came to a plant-based diet. I struggled with severe anxiety most of my childhood. I didn't realize it until after I'd had my son. And then it really presented itself in heavy, heavy postpartum depression, which then turned into a severe generalized anxiety disorder. And then I also had panic disorder on top of that. So I was a broken individual, just broken. But I was always looking for help. And through a series of events, that's probably like a whole other topic, I came in contact with this sweet old man from New Zealand that used to be an anxiety sufferer. And all he did was spend his time helping people heal from anxiety. And he not only taught me how to change the way I think, but he saved my life. I mean, he saved my life. And it was the love of one man that saved my life and has now helped so many thousands of people. So he taught me to love myself, and he taught me to, you know, be proud of myself. And he taught me how to journal at the end of the day and briefly touch on what was hard about the day, but then spend the rest of the time journaling about why I'm strong and why that little hard part of the day didn't ruin the rest of my day. And so he just taught me, and I didn't realize it, that he was retraining me on what I was focusing on. And I wasn't paying this man. He was getting nothing from me, nothing except pain and a need for help. And he spent the better part of 3 years helping me get better. And it was on that journey that I healed from anxiety. I've been anxiety and panic free for 15 years now. And I learned that if I want to change my mind, I can absolutely do it. And so I was a very insecure person, a very broken person. I always hated my body. I didn't like the way I looked. So I started changing that, and I started journaling and really focusing on that. So I think when I came to a plant-based diet, it was just another step on my journey to wholeness and well-being. And so my heart was open and my mind was open. And so for the first time ever, I wasn't focused on my body. I wasn't focused on my health. And I had such good self-esteem at nearly 200 pounds. Like, I was wearing all the little things, the little outfits, the, you know, and when I would see pictures of myself, I was like, that's not what I look like. Like, I am way hotter than that picture. So when plant-based eating came along, it was about loving myself. These food choices were no longer about what was going to make me skinny. It was about, is this going to add to my well-being or is this going to take away? Is this self-harm or is this self-love? And I try to get people all the time to focus on, yes, we want to lose weight. We want to look good, feel good. But I promise you that if you don't love yourself at 200 pounds, you're not going to love yourself at 120. You may like the way you look in jeans, but you're not going to love.
If you're serious about your health and longevity, there are key numbers you need to know, like your lipid levels. Did you know that over 40% of Americans have high cholesterol without realizing it, and up to 25% have undiagnosed diabetes? You can easily track your blood sugar with a simple hemoglobin A1C test. But let's be honest, getting labs done can be a hassle. Multiple steps, long waits, and the frustration of tracking down your results. That's why SciFox Health is a game changer. They pioneered the most comprehensive, convenient, and affordable at-home blood test on the market. With just one kit, you can test over 17 critical biomarkers, including your hormones, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, ApoB, and hemoglobin A1C, all without needing a doctor's order. Through regular biomarker testing, personalized assessments, and tailored action plans, you can identify potential health issues and track progress as you make changes to improve your biomarkers. The ability to take control of your disease risk and enhance health span is now more affordable and convenient than ever through SciFox. No more driving to clinics or waiting weeks. Just a few drops of blood mailed back in a prepaid envelope and your results are delivered within days. It's that simple. Plus, you can upload any past blood test results to get free explanations, insights, and recommendations. It's the easiest way to keep all your health data in one place and start using SciFox's platform with zero hassle. I've already used my first kit and plan to repeat it. SciFox Health is the most convenient and cost-effective way to monitor your blood biomarkers and stay on top of your health. Ready to take control? Visit SciFoxHealth.com/Yami and use the code Yami, Y-A-M-I, to get 20% off your first test kit. That's SciFoxHealth.com/Yami.
Well, it's official. Back to school season has begun. Why does it always seem to sneak up on me? We are now in the whirlwind of drop-offs and pickups, sport practices, and parent volunteer hours. There is so much to do all the time. That's why I'm really glad we have ways to keep eating healthy even when the schedule is bursting at the seams. If you want to ensure that you will be able to put delicious and nutritious meals on the table during the busy school fall season, I highly recommend Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, delivering pre-portioned and prepped quality whole foods with limited processed ingredients. Green Chef sends organic, fresh produce and chef-designed recipes in every box for satisfying, nourishing, and convenient meals that make it easy to stick to a healthy living routine. You get to choose from 80 plus flavor-packed options that allow you to take back time in the kitchen with dinner ready in 30 minutes. Here's the best part. Green Chef delivers everything you need to make convenient, wholesome, and delicious meals directly to your doorstep. Each meal kit includes pre-measured ingredients, as well as some produce that comes already pre-chopped, as well as custom sauces that are pre-made in-house. They also provide the recipe cards, and the meals are very simple to make. It's a delicious, fresh, home-cooked meal without the hassle. Green Chef takes the stress out of cooking. The recipes are easy to follow and everything you need is included, so even less experienced cooks in your house can prepare a delicious home-cooked meal. I appreciate the variety of plant-based meals available. This week we had curry-spiced sweet potato wraps, mushroom artichoke and pesto flatbreads, and spicy peanut and veggie sesame rice bowls. Those were extremely delicious. The recipes are so yummy and approved by the whole family. I love that they include lots of veggies for a delicious and nutritious meal. The vegan meal kits are hearty, so you don't have to worry that you'll go hungry. And now you have the option to double your portion of protein or veggies, and you can swap to a plant-based protein like organic tofu or tempeh. We have loved using Green Chef in our household. If you want fresh, home-cooked, healthy meals to put on the table, look no further than Green Chef.
And now take your healthy routine further with 2 times the support. You get to select from Green Chef's healthiest menu ever and access thousands of top-rated gyms and fitness studios worldwide from ClassPass. For a limited time, new Green Chef subscribers will also receive 50 free credits to use at ClassPass, about a month's worth of membership. Go to greenchef.com/IamHumanClass for 50% off your first box plus 50 free credits with ClassPass. That's code IamHumanClass at greenchef.com/IamHumanClass to get 50% off your first box plus 50 free ClassPass credits. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. Renting from Armoire is perfect for me because I love fashion. I get bored easily. I love to try new things with low commitment, and I'm also a minimalist who is budget conscious. Clothing rental just makes sense. It's so fun. You get to try new styles that you may not be brave enough to buy and keep forever, and your wardrobe stays fresh and updated. We live in a small old house with tiny closets that get cluttered easily, but I love clothes. I don't want to compromise. I want to look cute and feel great, and with clothing rental, it's a win-win. My first shipment of rental items arrived quickly, and all my items were neatly folded, clean, and ready to wear. The first item I tried on was a pair of overalls from Wild Fang, and I've already worn them 3 times because they're adorable and so soft and comfy. Today, I'm wearing a beautiful floral linen wrap dress from Yumi Kim, and I feel so feminine. It's really elevated my mood. I have 4 more items to try this week, including some cute corduroy wide leg ankle pants, a pair of super wide leg jeans, a sophisticated midi dress, and a puffy sleeve V-neck sweater. Getting dressed in the morning is exciting, and I feel great all day. There are so many reasons to try Armoire. First and foremost, you'll always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. It's affordable. They have many plans to choose from, depending on how often you'd like to swap out your outfits, but it could actually save you money in the long run. It's sustainable. You no longer have to feel bad about only wearing an outfit once, letting it sit in your closet for years until you finally donate it. It also feels good to support a company that is women-founded and women-led. And finally, Armoire can help you define your personal style. It gives you recommendations based on your body type and what you already like, but it also gives you the freedom to explore different styles you may not otherwise buy. If you've never tried something like this before but feel intrigued, I recommend that you give it a try. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Dr. Yami. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/DRYAMI, to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
So you said something that's really interesting that I've noticed. And in a second, I also want to talk about your spiritual journey a little bit because I'm just very curious now. But you said something about how you would dress the way you wanted, because it sounds like you wanted to wear those outfits, right? You thought that those were cute outfits. In your mind, you looked a certain way already.
Yeah.
When you would look pictures of yourself, it didn't match your self-perception of what you already had in your mind. Because I imagine what was happening is that your mind was already starting to change your body and your life.
Yep.
Before everything caught up, it was already changing things for you. You were already headed in that path.
Yep.
And so that's why it was like this asynchronous thing. Like you would look at it and be like, that's not what I look like, you know, because you weren't there yet, but you were already on your way to being there.
Yeah.
And I find that very fascinating about things, about not just our bodies, but other things in life. You know, our achievements, our goals, being with a particular, you know, special someone, that once we believe we can get it, once we believe that it's, that we deserve it, that we are worthy of it, it's going to happen. But sometimes it doesn't happen as fast as we think it's going to. So it's kind of like it just, we need a little time for it to catch up for the things that our mind is already creating. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think your subconscious mind is so powerful. And what I had spent the years previous doing was changing my subconscious mind. That's all I had been doing day after day, all day long. I had sticky notes everywhere. I am beautiful. I am valuable. I am an excellent mother. I am an amazing wife. I am smart. All the things I didn't believe about myself were changing. And those were now replacing all those old things. And so I think absolutely, I was seeing within me subconsciously who I actually am. And it's not until you actually come home to yourself and learn to love yourself and awaken to who you are that your purpose comes to you and that you start becoming who you were created to be. And so absolutely, I think I attracted everything from then on. I think self-love is the basis of attracting what you have to have that if you want to attract all the other things, you know, you consciously want in life.
You're not the first guest that has said that. So I think it must be true because it's a theme that keeps coming up. Tell me a little bit about your spiritual journey. How have you changed or evolved spiritually through all of this?
Yeah. So people ask me if I believe in God. I absolutely believe in God. For me, my spiritual journey really began when I was so broken and I was having panic attacks all day long. I was dealing with suicidal thoughts. When I tell you I was broken, I was broken. And so when I started reaching out to the great unknown and saying, God, if you are real, help me. I need help. And it came. Help just came. And I awakened to who I am. I started loving myself. I started believing in myself. I started valuing myself. And it's funny, when you value yourself, other people value you. When you love yourself, other people love you. When you're happy with yourself, nobody can bring you down. So that was a huge, that is still the basis of everything for me. I learned to be grateful for every little thing in the day, because when you're that broken, you have to focus on the little things to be grateful for. And I always say that gratitude is the key to happiness, bottom line. And so my spiritual journey just kind of progressed from finding myself and coming home to myself and loving who I am and learning that my value is inherent, it's intrinsic, it's not earned or given, it's in me, it's who I am. It went from there to learning that I deserve more, that I deserve abundance, that I deserve peace, that I deserve respect and all of these things. And my journey has just kind of progressed. I feel more and more grateful every day. I feel more and more at peace and at home in myself. I feel more willing to let go of the things and the people that aren't good for me, which was big, especially in a Latin home You know, you stick together whether you like it or not. So yeah, it's just, it's beautiful. And I feel like life just continues to be good to me and be better to me as time goes on.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. And it's so inspiring. And what you said earlier about that inherent worth, I think that's key. And I want to bring that back to what you were talking about earlier when it came to body size, that I think a lot of us are chasing a certain appearance, a certain size, a certain weight. We're attributing that to once we get there, we will be worthy. And just like you said before, you get there and you realize you have maybe fleeting happiness, but it won't be permanent because that's not the key. There's nothing outside of you that's the key, whether it's what you look like, whether it's a possession, whether it's an achievement. There's nothing outside of you that's the key to your worthiness. Your worthiness is inside and it will never be taken away no matter what you do. And I think it's when you finally realize that and you finally accept that, ironically, that you can open yourself up to what you want, but in this non-attachment sort of desperate way of like, I need this to be whole, because it's not true. It's nice to have those things and you can be happy and you can feel good, but it's not necessary for worthiness. So I wanted to drill that point in because I can tell that you are somebody that knows that 1,000,000%.
Yeah, absolutely. Like hating the body you're in is, you're in an antagonistic relationship with yourself. You're going to self-sabotage yourself the whole way. So yeah. You have to learn that your value comes from within.
Well, tell me what you think are the biggest mindset shifts that would be beneficial for people that are attempting a healthy lifestyle change? Because I know you talk a lot about that in your books and in your videos, is that a lot of this has to do with habit change and approaching it in a certain way. So what do you think are those mindset shifts that people need to make as they're moving towards this journey?
Yeah. So I think we all want weight loss, but I prefer you to focus on the journey of well-being. So I like to take weight loss off the table and let that just be the byproduct of health and happiness. So I don't like the idea of a perfect diet. I don't like the idea of perfection. And I always tell, you know, my readers or viewers, aim for progress, not perfection, because there's no such thing. There's no like, oh, I fell off the wagon. No, you didn't. You're still on the road. You're still heading in the direction you want to go. You just stopped for some pizza. So shake it off and keep going. So that's huge because people, you know, are like, well, no, I got to be consistent. I'm like, well, yeah, but you're consistently walking in the direction you want to go. Just because there's vacation here, so-and-so's wedding here, girls' night there, that's okay. Like, just keep heading in the direction you want to go. So that one is huge for me. I like people to get perfection off the table. The other one is focusing on the end goal isn't where you want to be. You want to be focusing on the small daily wins, habit changes that you want to make, because it's those small habit changes that add up to those big wins. So if you're coming from a standard American diet and you are struggling to stay on a plant-based diet, well, you know, just make over breakfast. Do that for a couple weeks. Get really good at that. And I want you to be proud of yourself, like celebrate every morning after you make yourself your healthy breakfast and you eat it. Like, you pat yourself on the back. And people think I'm kidding, and I'm not kidding. Like, there's brain science behind this, that if you celebrate, like, I am super proud of myself, I am awesome, you know, throw yourself a little party. Like, I just ate a healthy breakfast, I'm amazing. And then get out the door. Like, there's science behind that, that you are building new neural connections and it's changing the way your brain relates to you. So that to me is huge. You need to focus on the small daily habit changes that in turn add up to big wins. Really, if you can get self-love, don't worry about perfection, we're aiming for progress, and focus on the small habits, you're going to get there. It's going to be fine. And give yourself
totally
the time.
You. Yeah, for sure. Because we're so like, we're so impatient. And yeah. I'm literally speaking from experience because that's like every single thing in my life. Okay. I'm like, how can I do this two or three times faster? Yeah. So I've always been like that, but it also makes us like all or nothing. Right. So yeah. we like charge in there. And then if something goes wrong, then we're just going to give up, which means that we're not going to do anything. We're just going to stay stuck and stagnant because it's either 100%, a million miles an hour, or nothing. So I think that letting go of perfection, letting go of that all or nothing attitude, and then just focusing on those small habits, because it does take our brains time to adapt to changes. And we try to change too many things at once at times. So yeah. make one change, get used to it. Oh, wow, that's easy now. It's like part of my life. I don't even have to think about it. Okay, time to make the next change. And exactly. then take your time because you have like the whole rest of your life. So you don't have exactly. to do this in 2 weeks and, you know, change everything. Yep. So I love that. Okay, what routines or rituals do you practice regularly to support your self-love? I think that this would be really helpful because I imagine most of us don't do these kinds of things yeah. and don't focus on self-love and self-compassion. So what kind of things can we start doing? What do you do specifically and maybe that we can start doing to start these kinds of rituals and routines?
Yeah. So this is what changed my life. I still do it every single day. This is what dear sweet man David Johnson taught me to do is number one, get a journal and write down the things you want to believe about yourself, not the things that you currently believe about yourself, but the things that you want to believe about yourself. So for me, it was, I want to believe that I'm beautiful. I want to believe that I can finish what I start. Because I was the biggest start a million things, never finish anything. And that was a huge insecurity for me. I want to believe whatever, that I love to eat healthy and that I love to take care of myself, whatever. If you can't come up with a list of the things that you love about yourself, then you call your mom, you call your best friend, and you have them help you make that list. Okay, so you have your list. So then the next thing you're going to do is you're going to come up with your mantra. And your mantra is going to change over the months and years. So initially, my mantra was something like this. I am beautiful. I am valuable. I am disciplined. I am safe and I am loved. I would wake up in the morning and the first thing I would do is hold myself and say that over myself. And I would do the same thing at night before I fall asleep. It is that simple. And then I would find things throughout the day to be grateful for because it is so easy to complain. And you meet anybody at the grocery store, the first thing out of somebody's mouth is a complaint. So you have to start putting gratitude into you. That is what your journal is for, to look at that every single day. Now, you're going to do awesome if you do that. Now, if you want extra credit, which I highly recommend, the fastest way to change the way your brain relates to you is then at the end of the day, when you're all alone, you have a little downtime, I want you to write down why you were successful that day. And it can be the silliest thing. Like I was a stay-home mom at the time. I've had two little kids. I was just a breastfeeding. That's all I did. Feed and clean and feed and clean. That was my cycle, you know, and I was having panic attacks all the time. So I would write down, okay, I had a lot of anxiety today, but I was successful because I got up, I made everybody breakfast, we took a walk, I nursed, whatever. It can be so mundane, but you want to start training your brain to look for the positive in you and in life. Now, if you can do that every night, maybe it's not even every night, if you can do that three times a week, your progress is going to be exponentially faster. So that is what I recommend you do, is practice your mantra, write it down on a sticky note, have it on your steering wheel, say it over to yourself. You don't have to just say it in the morning and in the evening. Like that's the minimum. Say it to yourself all day long. When you look in the mirror, you are good looking, you know? Be silly. It feels uncomfortable. It feels foreign. I felt like an imposter when I started doing it because I didn't believe any of those things. I didn't believe that I was beautiful. And here I am, like looking in the mirror being like, you are beautiful or I am beautiful. And you feel like an imposter. Well, good. That means you're confronting something that is negative. So confront that. And eventually, you know, that turns into a beautiful, deep self-love relationship.
Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. And I totally believe that and resonate with it, because whatever you focus on grows. And just like you were talking about before, I went through a time period a few months ago where my husband was like, you are being way too negative. He's like, I can't deal with this anymore. The negativity is too much. But I was struggling a lot with some work stuff and really stressed and those kinds of things. But it's true. If you keep talking about the negative, you keep focusing on the negative, you'll just see the negative and it amplifies it. Like, yeah. It's like a feedback system, right? Whenever you get feedback from the speaker and it hurts your ears, but you can deliberately do the same thing with positivity. And I started doing that as well, just like you were talking about. I would journal every night my dream life. And yes. Also, I think what's important for people to know is your dream life is very personal. If you don't want a mansion next to the ocean and a Lamborghini, don't write that down. Yes. Write down the things that are happy for you. I want a cabin in the woods. I want a little dog, whatever. I have this, and write it in the present. And it just creates these positive feelings that also create this feedback mechanism. Yeah. And then pretty soon you're just walking around with this silly grin on your face because you're so happy, because in your brain, it's already real. You know, yep. It's like the weirdest thing. And so I think that's the best advice ever, is to do whatever you can to try to focus on the positive and focus on gratitude and whatever brings those feelings, and to also give yourself credit, because the truth is, being a human is not easy, okay?
Yeah.
It's hard. Being a parent is the hardest thing I've done in my life, and especially when they're little. You have these little creatures that depend so much on you and need a lot of care, like literally 24/7, and you have no guaranteed time off. So it is a lot. So even just saying, I was able to breastfeed my baby and I actually bathed them and changed their clothes. I mean, you deserve a trophy. Seriously. Yes. It's a big deal.
Mom guilt is real. Like, they don't tell you that. The kids come with mom guilt, and mom guilt is crippling. It is crippling. Yes. So you have to be good to yourself. You have to give yourself credit for the little things. Like, I gave my kid some peas, not Cheetos, you know? Great. You did awesome.
Good job. Okay. I love all of those recommendations. Well, this has been a fabulous conversation. So let's wrap it up with some I Am Human questions. What do you wish more people knew? And this could be about anything. What do you wish more people knew?
I wish that more people knew that everything that they need, what they want from someone else, what they're seeking from life, whatever it is that they need, is already living inside of them. Everything you need already lives within you. If you can wake up to that, there's no stopping you.
Wow. That gave me chills. That's beautiful, Kiki. How do you define success in this lifetime?
I define success very simply. Are you happy and are you at peace? If you're not, then you are chasing the wrong things. You are in the wrong environment, and do whatever you need to do to get to a place where you are happy with yourself and your life, and you are at peace.
Okay. Well, I don't know if this will apply to you or not then, but is there a goal or a dream that has evaded you, or something that you have left on your bucket list that you're willing to share with us?
I've been thinking about this, and I couldn't come up with something that has evaded me, because I feel like life is still happening for me. You know, life is still unfolding and giving me, I'm just so in love with life, and I feel like life goes out of its way to surprise me and spoil me, to be honest. And so, are there things that I would like to do? I think I would like to be able to start like a youth program for our Latin community. I'd like to be able to somehow get a program in place where we can teach Latin parents how to make our traditional foods in a healthy, plant-based, flavorful way so that we can take back our health and our beauty as a people. I think that that's something I would really like to see in my life for my community.
Oh my goodness. I love that. Okay. Well, let's manifest that into reality.
Ma'am.
It shall be. What does it mean to be human?
So to me, it's two things that to me make up everything. And number one, what it means to be human to me is connection. It's, you know, realizing that we're connected to everyone, whether we realize it or not, that we have the ability to be connected with nature and all of the beautiful things that nature has for us. And we have the ability to connect with the food that we eat. And I think that's a really big one. And then the ability to be connected to ourselves. I think so many people go through life disconnected from who they truly are and who they're created to be. That to be human is, you have that honor. You have the ability and the pleasure to be able to connect with yourself and all of the magic that that unlocks. So with that, I also think being human is to be powerfully creative, and that that is attached to you being connected. And if we can become connected and grounded in who we are and our place in this world, then that powerful creativity that brings life not only to us and to others just happens. You can't help it. It just happens.
Synergy.
Yes.
I love it. That integration. It's like a synergetic integration of our soul and our mind and our body all together, working together in harmony. That is beautiful. Wow, Kiki, I love how wise you are and how much you have to share with us. The reason you're on my podcast today is because you have this beautiful book with beautiful photography and amazing recipes. So I'd love to give you a moment to talk a little bit about your book and where listeners can purchase your book, where they can connect with you, and anything else you want to say in that regards.
Yeah. So Planifully Simple is, I'm so excited about this book. It's basically, you know, my gig is weight loss, plant-based weight loss. So I help people hone that in. So I'm just giving readers one more set of tools that they can use to help them, you know, make headway on their goals. And then it's just full of lots of fresh, flavorful foods that are going to be nourishing to your mind and body and spirit. So I'm really excited about that. And you can get it anywhere books are sold. It's going to be in Barnes & Noble, Tattered Cover, I think Walmart, and of course, Amazon. You can order it at Target as well. And then you can find me on YouTube and Instagram at Plantiful Kiki. That is how you will find me.
And is the book already... has it already been released?
So, yeah. So the book will be on shelves July 9th.
July 9th. Okay. We're very close. Very good. So close. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kiki, for being on the show. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for going through your own journey so deliberately and for taking the time to learn these tools of self-love and health and well-being for yourself, but then turning around and helping so many other people with love and patience. So I really appreciate you. Thank you for everything that you do. And I hope that you have a very plantastic day.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Kiki Nelson and I am human.
Thank you for listening to another episode of I Am Human. I would be so honored if you subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. We love our listeners and take your feedback seriously. If you have questions or constructive feedback, you can email us at podcast@dryami.com. That's podcast@dryami.com. I am your host, Dr. Yami Cazorla Lancaster. I Am Human is produced by myself and Alejandra Parra. Graphics designed by Alejandra Parra. Music by Angela Sof with Glowbox Productions and edited by the Castos production team. Remember, human, you are here for a reason. Have fun, explore, and live your life to the fullest.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.